Bye. Father God, at the end of the week, our mortal bodies, Lord, may be weary. But our souls, Lord, are lifted up and looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, we are grateful, Lord, for opportunity to be in your house.
Amen.
Lord, opportunity to experience more of your blessing, Lord. Opportunity, Lord, for you to minister to us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That which we desire in our soul, which is to be closer to thee.
Yes,
amen.
So, Lord, we pray now, Father God, to you, the giver of life.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, the author of life, that Lord, you break every fetter tonight.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Lord, we pray that all tiredness will be shaken off.
Amen.
Father, we pray that the burdens and cares of this life, Lord, Father, they'll be destroyed and broken.
Amen.
Father, there's only one thing which gives us purpose and meaning in this life.
Yes,
Lord. And that's to worship you, Lord.
Amen.
So we thank you, and Lord, we pray that your spirit be welcome here in our midst.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, please accept the worship which we'll give to you, Lord, from our lips.
Hallelujah.
Not only from our lips, but from our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we pray if there's any weary or distressed, Lord. Father, we know that, Lord God, you're the burden bearer. You
Amen,
God,
Lord.
That, Lord, we should give our burden to you, for the burden that you give us is light, Lord.
Amen.
So meet
Thank
the
you,
need
Lord.
Of every one of your children present, Lord. Father, we pray as well for the brothers leading in song, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Undertake for him, give him grace, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Father, to put himself aside, to allow for you, Lord.
Jesus.
To use him, Lord, so that we sing the songs that you want sung.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, we pray, we commit, Lord, even looking forward to the time which we'll have in prayer before thee.
Yes,
Lord. So we can call upon your name. So undertake all power and lead the prayer meeting tonight. Giving grace and mercies is our prayer.
Yes.
Be with the saints who are not here, Lord. We think of the pastor, be with him where he is, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Be with all the other saints, Lord, some still on their way. Undertake for them. Some are at work, Lord, and cannot make it.
Amen.
Please be with them all. Father, we pray we commit everything back to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing that song through it all. Amen.
Amen.
He's an awesome God.
Amen.
This God we serve. Amen. I was speaking to Brother David this week, and I said, you know, I don't understand how I got this job. You know, it's good to testify.
Amen.
And my testimony is to encourage you. I like to be specific. So I didn't say about why. Just leave it. I said, no. I don't understand. Because in my other job that I got it, and then when I prayed like that, one man said, let me tell you how you got this job. And he gave me specifics. So I said, Brother Taylor. And when I said that, I got to work, and one young man said, George, what's your plan? Are you here for 6 months, or are you here for good? I said, no, you tell me. He says, do you want to stay? I said, yeah. I said, now let me tell you how you got the job. And he gave me the whole, this guy was like that. You see, why I'm saying that is to really encourage each other. It's not about jobs or anything. But whatever we have as petition, God always gives
us.
There are many things that we ask God. Not about work.
Amen.
Even in our spiritual lives. Even yesterday, when we went to Carol that day. There's many things you ask God. It can be a traffic jam. Ask the Lord. And the Lord undertakes. It's nothing as sweet as when you're in communion with God and you pray.
Amen.
And the Lord answers you. So here's my prayers. Amen. Let's sing that song through it all. I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There'll be times in my life I need no life for long. But in any situation, God gave me blessed consolation, that the troubles only come to make me strong. That's why we sing through it all, through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus, you have learned to trust in God, through it all.
Upon his word.
sing that song. I don't know why. Jesus loves me.
Amen.
I don't know why Jesus loves me.
Let's go to his own church and I.
Son of God, they will not deny. Shalom, all is well. of his people. Praise the Lord. And today we give glory to the Lord. That our little boy, he went on for an operation. And we know it was the hand of God that touched him and all his world.
Amen.
We say, glory be to your name.
Amen.
Tonight we are here to pray. And we believe that the Holy Spirit is already here. And all his world unto us.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we bow our heads for a moment as we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for the day so far.
Amen.
And Lord, as we thank you, God, for our little boy, Nathaniel, Lord Jesus, we thank you.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, Lord, it was your hands, so Lord Jesus, that touched him, oh God.
Lord.
Father, we thank you also, Lord, that privilege that you've given to us.
Amen.
Tonight, Lord Jesus, to be in your presence, Lord. Even Lord, in this moment, we believe we are standing on holy ground.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And Father, we are seeking your grace, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you will bless us, Lord, through your word of God.
Amen.
Lord, to prepare people, Lord Jesus, for your coming, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we seek your presence, Lord, even your grace tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We know that, Lord Jesus, we cannot pray by our own.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Need the quickening of that.
Amen.
So, Father, grant us, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Lord, that our utterances tonight, Lord Jesus, oh, it will be according to your will, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Father, we want to remember, Lord Jesus, our pastor, Lord, even Father, knowing very well he's seeking for this, Lord. We believe in this hour that, Lord, it has already been done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, tonight, Lord Jesus, we bring before you, O God, our heart desires, Lord. And even before we open our mouths,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
you have already answered
thank
our
you, Lord
request,
Jesus.
Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your word and quicken it for us, Lord.
Amen.
Upon it, Lord Jesus, we will pray and give all glory to thy name.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray with all
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to you. Bless you. And as we are still standing, let us read Isaiah 21:6.
Amen.
And then we shall read the same Isaiah 21 coming down 11 and 12.
Amen.
Let's hear the word of God. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, go, set a watchman. Let him declare what he seeth.
Amen.
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 Then coming down to 11 and 12, he said, the burden of Duma, he calleth to me out of a seer. Watchman, watch of the night. Watchman, watch of the night. The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. And if ye will inquire ye, return. Return!
Amen.
Come! Come! Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word of God.
Hallelujah.
It takes the Holy Spirit, Lord,
Amen.
All to quicken it.
Yes,
Lord.
Sir.
Father, as we sit at your feet, Lord Jesus, we believe that, Lord, you are already here, Lord.
Yes,
Lord Jesus. Prepare us, Lord, as we want to pray, oh God. Give us the leadership when we ask it to
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we be seated? We have a topic tonight. Go, set a watchman. Go, set a watchman. And for the scriptures we just read, let us look at another scripture which will throw more light on what we have already read. And that will be in Zechariah 14, 6 and 7. Zechariah 14, 6 and 7. Zechariah just before Malachi. (Clears throat) Zechariah 14, 6 and 7. And it shall come to pass in that day,
amen,
that the light shall not be clear, nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that, oh, praise the Lord,
hallelujah,
at the evening time,
amen,
it
amen
shall be light.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Oh, these are strong and great words. Praise the Lord. The Lord speaking through his own prophets. And we just read from Isaiah. Isaiah said, the morning cometh, and also the night.
Mm.
Then Zechariah also said, the light shall not be clear nor dark.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And let us look at something closely about what Zechariah said. He said, the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord. It shall be one day that will be known unto the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But of course, we know that God knows every day.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He knows every hour.
That's right.
Every minute, every second, he knows.
Amen.
But why the scripture is saying that that day will be known unto God?
Amen.
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 He knows everything. That day will be known unto him. My brother, there is something particular about that day.
Amen.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There is something particular about that day because it will be known unto God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 It might be some important day or an hour. It could be something that probably could be a deciding factor. That's why it's being known unto God. That this is a special day. Amen.
Amen.
And we believe that God always, he wanted everyone to know what he knows also.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen.
What he knows, he wants everyone also to know.
Amen.
Amen. And we see that because the scripture tells us his long-suffering. That's why he has what that attribute in him, that long-suffering attribute.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, it is what? God never, he's not willing for anyone to perish.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's not willing that anyone perish.
Yes, sir.
But that everyone would come to the knowledge.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
No one, you never want anyone to perish. But we all will come into what? We will come into his grace.
Amen.
So, that is the will of God, that no one should perish. But that if we can always come to that repentance, he wants us to repent, everyone. So he wants everyone to know his will and his thoughts.
Amen.
But has it been so when we look at what? All the ages. We could see that all the time it is always a few people that are able to hear what the Spirit is saying to them in their age. Few people, but that's not the will of God. That's not what He wished.
Amen.
He's not willing that anyone will perish, that all men will come to repentance.
Amen.
But what we see, every age, as it takes only a few people to recognize the hour in which they are living in, to recognize the message of their day, to recognize their prophet sent to them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so, that day he's talking about that, it is a day that is known unto God. It's a special day.
Hallelujah.
But how many will know about it? But praise be to God. The royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Those who are part of the royal seed of Abraham, they will always know it.
Amen.
They will always hear it. Praise God.
Amen.
Because he himself promised Abraham. He said, can I hide anything that I do from Abraham? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I can't hide it from him. When Sodom was going to be destroyed, I cannot hide from Abraham. And so it takes those who are part of the royal seed of Abraham always to know the mind of God. And that's why, brethren, you see, most many times, let us be looking at these things and always give glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at these things and give glory to Him. And the same thing also, He said, surely the Lord God can do nothing. When you look at Amos, surely the Lord God can do nothing, but He revealed His secrets unto His servants, the prophets.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, Lord, the God is never willing that anyone perish, and that everyone will come to repentance. So that day, that's what he's saying, that day will be what? It will be not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time,
amen,
it shall be light.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But tonight, we are not going to talk about what? That day. Amen. It's a great message. We are not going to talk about that day. But we are going to look at what? The watchman.
Amen.
So, our topic tonight, go set a watchman. Praise the Lord. Go set a watchman. And in the message, former and latter rain, preaching in Phoenix, 1960, the prophet said, and then we see in the scripture that when a city was built, the first thing was built was the protection of that city, which was what? The wall.
Amen.
That whole time, when they built a city, the first thing is what? How to protect that city. And that is what? The wall. They built what? A strong wall. And then the prophet said, and then to be sure that the city is safeguarded, they had a tower built so high on the wall. And the watchman was put in that tower day and night. Take notice of that.
Amen.
A watchman is put there day and night. 24 hours.
Amen.
Around to watch east, west, north, So we know the work of the Lord that watches.
Amen.
Is put there so high on the tower. Amen. And he is to do what? He is to watch day and night.
Amen.
24 hours. Praise God. Because he is higher than the rest of the people, he can see afar off.
Amen.
And his duty was to warn the people.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Being on the tower day and night, 24 hours, watching north, south, east, and west. And his duty is to what? To report to the city anything that what he sees. Amen. He said when he could see the oncoming judgment, he had to what? Tell the city. Armies approaching. Spies that try to what? Slip in. Amen. Are you listening to the watch?
Amen.
Anything coming on, no matter what it was, he reported it back to the city. If he was a good watchman. Amen.
Amen.
Our topic tonight, go set a watchman.
Amen.
Amen.
Then the prophet asked, "If I said, I want to say something here. I hope you catch it in the right way. Now, do you mean to tell me that that city they will put a near-sighted watchman, that's a short-sighted watchman, on that tower?
No.
No. When the life of the city depended on him, they'll put a man, or they'll put a man that is half blind? Certainly not. It will be the best sighted man you could find.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So now man builds a city and then makes a wall to protect that city, then makes a tower and puts a watchman in that tower to be watching day and night, 24 hours. Praise God.
Amen.
Then what about God? If man would do that, make sure that the man, that watchman, is not a short-sighted man, is not half blind, but that man who has what? Real good sight is put there. That's the work of man. What about God? He said, what about God? God also, he builds his own city. What is that city? His church.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. His church. And he walled also, he also walled his church. And that wall, the prophet said, it is what? The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the blood of his own son, Jesus Christ. And then he put his son right in the tower. Amen.
Amen.
And then he's saying that the same thing, his prophets. He said his prophets are likened unto what? Eagles. Because the eagles have what? Very good sight. Said the eagle can see very far, can go very high, and can see every moving thing that is moving on the ground. No matter how high he is, he sees everything. See? But he can also see little moving objects on the ground. Now, God likened his prophets, his preachers, to eagles, because he himself is the Jehovah Eagle.
Amen.
He himself is what? The Jehovah Eagle. Amen. And so, anyone that he sends, is that person is in his image. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the prophet said he will never send a man. No, sir. He will never. God has sent not a man. But God has sent what? In his church, apostles, teachers, pastors, evangelists, and prophets. And he said, God has sent them in the church. If God puts them there, they are qualified people.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
If it is Amen. God that put them there, he said, they are what? Qualified Amen. People. They are qualified for the job. God wouldn't put a man in a tower, in a position that man would say, the days of miracle are past. He never put such a man there. God would not put a man into that position to be a prophet or a seer that would say, Jesus Christ is not the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Do sir.
God will not put a man in a tower that will preach wishy-washy gospel. Not to tell the truth and warn the people of the world that is to come.
Amen.
But he said he will put a man there that will be bold.
Amen.
Brother, he's talking about the watchman.
Amen.
Amen. He's talking about the watchman. Because we are going to see that not all of us sitting here already know we are all what we have been put here as what? Watchmen.
Amen.
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 So listen to all these things, what the qualifications that God is laying for that watchman. So you put a man there that will be bold and will have the spirit in him. And then when he sees an oncoming judgment, regardless of what the people will say, he will warn them anyhow.
Amen.
He will cry against it.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, when we see something wrong, cry against it.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Be bold. No matter what the people will say.
Amen.
He said he doesn't put a blind prophet in the tower. He puts prophets, preachers who foresee the coming judgment and warn the people to flee. Amen.
Amen.
So now, God has set us as watchmen. Do you believe that? Is there any scripture for it? That God has set us as what? Watchmen?
Amen.
Is there a scripture for it? Because scripture must prove. Right from the beginning.
Amen.
Amen. From the beginning.
Amen.
Genesis 2:15.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so he says that he is the Jehovah Eagle. He himself is a watchman. And if he has made us in his own image, then we are also what? Watchmen.
Amen.
So right from the beginning, he did what? And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right from the beginning. So we have been what? We have been placed as what? Watchmen.
Amen.
Amen.
My brother, you cannot run away from it.
Sorry.
Himself is a watchman.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I always like that scripture. In Psalm 121, where he talks about himself that he is what? A watchman that slumbers not.
Amen.
Amen. He that keepeth us will never slumber nor sleep.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Who is he then? He's a watchman.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Said the Lord is our keeper. That's what he says. He's a shield upon our right hand.
Amen.
The sun cannot smite us by day as long as he's watching. And the night cannot also smite us. The moon cannot smite us by night. So night and day, he's what? Watching.
Amen.
He serves not. He is a watchman. And if we are in his image, then we also, we are what? Watchmen.
Amen.
We cannot run away from it, my brother. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God himself is a watchman. He will never slumber. He will never sleep.
Sorry.
So we also, we've got to prove that we also are in his image as what? Watchmen.
Amen.
See? A good watchman. When the world is asleep, see, he's keeping vigil.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't sleep, if you don't sleep, you will not slumber. That means when the world is asleep, you are still keeping vigil.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's a good watchman.
Amen.
And he said, when the world is revealing. Oh, in discos and all those places, the watchman is watching and praying.
Amen.
You could see in that city, my brother, my sister, that watchman in the tower. Yes, in the city. They do in the night, they are in their discos. They are doing all what they want. They are rejoicing. They are doing everything, but that watchman. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's looking at the north, south, east, west. Praise God.
Amen.
He's watching.
Amen.
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 Brother,
hallelujah.
Take notice of that.
Amen.
Your work as a watchman.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We don't go along with the world.
Amen.
We don't work as the world works.
Nope.
But all the time, the watchman is watching.
Amen.
Amen.
Watching. Praise God.
Amen.
He's watching. In everything, he's watching. That's why even when Gideon took the people, the Lord said, hey, 12,000, they are too much. It was what, 32,000. God said, look, go and tell them, those who fear, let them go home. That day, 20,000 went home. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It remained 12,000. The 12,000 said, ah, Gideon. There are too many of them. They are not watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They are not watchmen.
Amen.
Just put them to go and drink, and you see those who are watching.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And only 300. While they were drinking, they were still watching left and right. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Only 32,000. All the time, it is always few. 300. 32,000. Only 300 were true watchmen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
It is the same.
Amen.
And so, let's look at one watchman, the prophet mentioned, that was Samson. Now, Samson, he said, is a type of the church. He said he was raised as a watchman over Israel. And to subdue, to conquer, to overcome, and to demonstrate the power of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So the prophet, typed Samson to the church and the believer today. Samson was raised, but now Samson is found in a very sorry state, humiliated, defeated, and blinded. That's the condition of the church. Because he said he types what? Samson types the church.
Amen.
Samson had not been what? In the first place, he had not been vigilant. Amen.
Amen.
He had been drawn from his post of duty to follow a woman, the world. Watch. Something can draw you away from being from your post of duty as a watchman.
Amen.
That's the work of the devil.
Amen.
Amen. To draw you away from your post of duty as a watchman. See? He followed the voice of a woman instead of the voice of God.
Yes.
Watch it. The prophet said, there are so many voices today that takes the voice of the Lord from among the people.
Amen.
And he said, there's a voice of pleasure.
That's right.
Today, actually, should have been for a long time. So, children, listen closely.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There are many voices around. The prophet said, it takes those voices, it takes the voice of the Lord from you.
Amen.
And then gives you, talks to you about the voice of pleasure, begins to talk to you. And you see it as something like, oh, easy life. My brother, my sister, young ones, it's never easy.
That's right.
The only place of safety is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 That's the only place of safety. Really? God bless you.
Amen.
All those young brethren that have been baptized recently, watch it closely.
Amen.
There are many voices. Always listen to the voice of God.
Amen.
That's the only thing, that's the only place that can give you what? Life and safety. Whatever the world is trying to do to you, run away from it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because when you live in pleasure, the Bible says, anyone that is living in pleasure, you are living, but you are dead.
Yes, sir.
You are living, but you are dead. That's that scripture? But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while is living. First Timothy. Let's see whether it's First Timothy or Revelation. It's one of them. First Timothy 5:6. Then if it is not there, then we'll look at Revelation. First Timothy 5:6. Can someone put one body? But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth.
Amen.
Amen. And there is another one in Revelation 3. Let's see Revelation 3, 1. The second part there. Revelation 3, 1. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write these things, saith the Lord, he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead.
Amen.
You have a name that you are living, but you are dead.
Amen.
Why? Because of what? You are living in pleasure.
Sure.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are living all right. But you are dead. Before God, you are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Let's watch the voice of pleasure. It will come. Now, he was looking at Samson. The prophet was looking at Samson in the message book once more. And then he said, what a symbol that it is of the church of this day. As the situation of Samson. He said, it's a symbol that is of the church of this day. What a symbol! It is a fallen race. It is of a fallen race of people that have sold out to the world. The very thing that they were to conquer.
Amen.
The very thing that the church is to conquer, now they have been, this word is sold out. He said, the church has been sold. Its morals, sold the Bible, sold Islam, and surrender its soul, and standing humiliated in the hour when the approaching sign of the coming of Jesus Christ is at hand. Brother, we thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't see ourselves in that condition. That's why, with all these things, brethren, always give glory unto Him.
Amen.
He said, Satan has taken the strength of the church as the world and has placed in wealth and riches, and the worship is beautiful and formal, cold, but dead.
Mm.
See, education has taken the place of spiritual works. Congregation now take pride in how much education their preacher has.
Mm.
Science has taken the place of faith. Spiritual amnesia.
That's right.
And praise be to God.
Amen.
The Lord has spoken to us about that day. That's it. Evening time, there shall be light.
Amen.
See, the watchman said, morning cometh, and also night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye. And return wherever, if you are in living, return.
Amen.
Come back. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known unto the Lord.
Amen.
Not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that evening time, there shall be light.
Amen.
Amen. And the prophet, I'm saying we are not talking about that day, but the prophet explained that hour. Amen.
Mm.
That hour just about the break of the day.
Mm.
Said it becomes very dark.
Mm.
Amen. But knowing very well that in that darkness, there is going to come a light.
Amen.
Amen. So that day is a special day that is known unto God. And that's the day that we are living in.
Amen.
That's the hour we are living in.
Mm. Amen.
But now look at the population of this world and compare to those who have been able to recognize the message of the hour. Those who have ears to have heard what the Spirit is saying to this age. Brother, watch it. We are not condemning anyone. We believe that many are out there. That's why tomorrow we are going to Carlo. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We know that the last one has not yet come in. If the last one had come in, we are not standing here.
Amen.
You are already gone. And the days and the dispensation of what? The Gentiles is what? It's already over.
Mm.
We are on a borrowed time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Borrowed time. That's where we are in now. Just as Noah went into the ark. And yet, it took what? 7 days. God said 400 days, 400 years. It took additional what? 30 years. We are in a borrowed time. Amen. He said, if God can only find one man, now we are coming
Amen.
On this
man.
Praise God. If God can only find one man
Amen.
In this hour that we are living in, that's all he needs.
Amen.
Tonight, are you going to be that one man?
Amen.
He's looking for one man. One man. That's all he needs. One man that can fully surrender to him.
Amen.
He doesn't take an army. He never did use that. He only uses a man.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But one thing is that if you are ready for it, then he said, you go to surrender your soul.
Amen.
Your body. Your spirit. Your strength. Everything you are to the will of God. And then become a prisoner to him.
Amen.
Tonight. Let us confirm our belief in him. That we are his servants. That we are ready to surrender soul, spirit, strength, everything that we have according to his will and become a prisoner to him.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Go, set a watchman. The prophet said, watch this. Look, you are going to be somebody's prisoner. You can never live alone.
No.
You can never be in the middle. He said, you are going to be someone's prisoner.
Sure.
You don't belong to yourself. You are somebody's prisoner.
Amen.
So he said, I am a prisoner of the devil. Knowing this truth and would surrender to it.
Praise the Lord. It's really hard.
Amen. My brother, those who are outside there, that maybe they've heard and still said, this is from man. It is not from God. Well, we are still going to them. And there are some also, they've not yet even heard. Your case is different.
Amen.
But you that have heard and that will not surrender. That's what he's saying here. You are going to be somebody's prisoner. You don't belong to yourself. You are somebody's prisoner. You are either a prisoner of the devil, knowing this truth.
Amen.
And will surrender to it.
Amen.
You are either the devil's prisoner to sin, or you are God's prisoner to righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. You are one or the other. There is no middle way. Said, if God can only find one man, he's looking for one man tonight.
Amen.
Now, brethren, let's take notice. He said, the morning cometh and the night also. The hour that we are living in. The morning cometh and the night also.
Amen.
Boy, did you notice that? The morning cometh and the night also. The morning cometh. He repeated it again. Watch, man. Watch of the night.
Amen.
Watch, man. Watch of the night. When we see these things that Jesus said would come to pass in the last days, and he predicted the last generation will see it. And that's the time we are living in now. He said, when we see Israel in the physical, signs, physical. Amen. My brother, already Israel is what? Back to the land. Back to the land. Anything can happen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But you might know that the prophet of this age, we are looking at what? One thing to happen. Then we know that the hour has now come. Praise the Lord. But nobody knows. Maybe that very day that it will happen, that will be the day that we are going. You all know it already. Praise the Lord. And every sign, everything is pointing to that place. Brethren, let us not relax.
Amen.
Let us not relax. The prophet repeated, the morning cometh and the night also. He repeated it twice. Watchmen, watch of the night. What do you see? Because he said, put God set a watchman and let him declare what he sees.
Amen.
So what are you seeing?
Amen.
Amen.
What are you seeing? Let us not just assume that, oh, day comes, and then the night comes, we sleep, and then we wake up, and then the life continues like that. A true Christian doesn't look at that way.
Amen.
But always he looks up.
Amen.
And see that anytime his Redeemer is coming.
Amen.
When we see these things that Jesus said will come to pass in the last days, let's watch it. The world is sinking. That was preached in 1960. He said the world is sinking. The atomic age, the end of the age, the end of time. We see it in the handwriting everywhere. It makes us call out. Watchman, watch of the night.
Amen.
We have been reading all this news. We have been hearing all this news. My brother is in handwriting everywhere. And we know handwriting, right from there, even on the wall, is what? A warning. And then he said, this is the time we should call out. Watchman, watch of the night. And you are asking yourself. It's a question asking you yourself. Praise God.
Amen.
That declare what you see. So what do you see? Do you see Noah's time?
Amen.
Do you see Sodom?
Amen.
Revisited?
Yes.
Watch me.
Amen.
What of the night? He said, that watchman, the Holy Spirit. We have a watchman. A watchman that climbed onto the remnants and the ramparts of glory. That Holy Spirit was sent back to tower in men and women that will believe God. Praise the Lord. Now you see where you are now. He said, that watchman, he did what? He went, he climbed the rampant of glory. As he went into glory, and then he came back again to tower in man and in woman.
Amen.
That's where we are now. Amen.
Amen.
He has come to tower in you and me.
Amen. Amen.
That's where we are. Watchmen. Mm. Because the watchman himself has come and has towered in you and me now.
Amen.
So watchman, what of the night? You've got to declare it. What of the night? That's the watchman, the Holy Spirit sent to us as a watchman that watches over us. He is our guardian. The Holy Spirit was sent to lead men to be the watchman of our soul.
Amen. Amen.
So he's not. He's our guardian. He's the one that is leading man. He's the one that is watching over our souls. Exactly right. Man wasn't to watch one another. If you are best, that's all. As long as my father is still a minister, deacon, my father goes to church every day. You, my little ones, never look at that.
Amen.
Look at Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Don't look at it, that's your mother and father. Oh, they are always in the church. So that guarantees you. And I hear, look unto Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But you must be what? Obedient. That's what the scripture says. Be obedient to your parents. Amen.
Amen.
So man wasn't to watch one another. It was the Holy Spirit to watch over us. He's our tutor, our teacher. The Holy Spirit is to teach. Then we cry out to the Holy Spirit, looking at these things, and say, watchman, watch of the night.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, we got to cry out.
Amen.
Got to cry out. What is the night now? We must declare, Lord, I want in me that something will declare to me, for me to know the hour that I'm living in.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Have you allowed the watchman to come in? Have you allowed the watchman to come in to take his position? The door you are to open for him to come in and take over.
Amen.
And he said, I was just reading something here. He said, you will be seated here singing and praising God, and yet at the same time be able to hide what? Anger, hate, strife, envy, wicked thoughts, lust, rebelling, fornication. Behind what? Closed doors.
Amen.
He said, they are tattered garments. Throw them away.
Amen.
And allow the Holy Spirit now to take his position.
Amen.
To be in the power of your life.
Amen.
And he is the one that can see afar off. And he's the one that will teach you. He's the one that will guide you. He's the one that will quicken your footsteps. He will do everything for you. So let us do what? Tonight, it is a question of surrender. As the musicians come, it's a question of what? Surrender.
Amen.
Surrender to him, because as the prophet said, he's looking for someone. Only one person that will surrender his soul, his body, spirit, strength, everything you are to the will of him. And tell him, Lord, here I am. I'm your prisoner. Take me and use me.
Amen.
As you know, Jesus, you will. Because I can't live on my own.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Tonight, are you ready to tell him that you surrender your soul, your body, your spirit? Come into the tower.
Amen.
Come into the tower and take absolute control. You are the one that can see afar. You are that one that can tell me where to go. You are the one that can lead me, that can guide me, that can protect my soul. I surrender to you.
Amen, Jesus.
I tonight, I surrender.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender.
I'm
I want you to take me as that one man.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
I surrender all to you. My body, my spirit, my soul, my thoughts.
Hallelujah.
Everything that is in me.
Amen.
My footsteps, my voice.
Amen.
Lord, I'm surrendering all to you.
Amen.
Because I want to be your prisoner. I want to be your prisoner. I want you to lock me up.
Yes, Lord.
Seal me. Till there wouldn't be any exit for me.
Grant the Lord.
Nor an entrance of the enemy coming in. Lord, that's my prayer tonight.
Amen.
The Lord, I want to renew. I want to reaffirm. My believer, the Lord Jesus, I still remain in your hands.
Amen.
I still, Lord Jesus, believe in you.
Yes, Lord.
I still want to remain, Lord Jesus, a tool in your hands.
Hallelujah.
I want to be a vessel, Lord, in your hands. Tonight, Lord, I'm just reaffirming. To renew it again. To confirm it again.
Amen.
The Lord, I remain yours.
Amen.
I remain yours. That one man you are looking for, here I am.
Yes, Lord.
Here I am, Lord. Use me, Lord Jesus. And even, Lord, for thy work. Lord Jesus, I surrender to you. Because the days are evil. We have come to an hour that it is neither day nor night. That we turn to the Lord Jesus. Oh, there has been an evening light.
Oh, thank you.
And the Lord Jesus, you have made us, oh God, to be partakers. To receive that light. And now, Lord, can we just keep this light without not moving forward? Father, we have even Carlo to go. And we want, Lord Jesus, to go by that light, Lord.
Amen.
We know you have your children all over.
Yes, Lord.
And until the last comes in, we can never come over. So, Lord Jesus, it's our prayer that as we go through the streets of Carlo tomorrow, Lord Jesus, you will surely, Lord, lead our footsteps, Lord.
Amen.
To meet the very people, the Lord, you have chosen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Those that, Lord, are lingering. Those who are in the valley of decision. Those who are still destined to know the truth. The Lord Jesus, we will meet them.
Amen.
Lord, we want to commit the church also into your hands. The Lord Jesus, we know you have blessed us tremendously. But Lord, we need more of you, more and more of you.
Amen.
So we want, Lord Jesus, commit our pastor into your hands.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Committing the ministry, deacons, officers, all, husbands, wives, youths, children.
Amen, Lord.
All, Lord, into your hands. And Lord Jesus, we know the needs of your children in this house. Yes, Lord, we are seeing, Lord, testimonies coming. Those who are looking to complete, Lord Jesus, all their documents, Lord. They are still believing the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. It is coming.
Amen.
And it will come. Because we are the seeds of Abraham. We are not looking at circumstances. Documents in this house. Looking for jobs, the fruit of the womb. Lord, you know the requests. You know the hard desires of the children. Tonight, all we bring under your throne of grace. Your throne of grace, where there is always abundance, exceedingly more than able. Let it fall, let it fall upon your children tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray.
Oh, I'm gonna get it all out of you. One mind, everything. We surrender all to him. Then he comes and sits in that tower. And we how you sit in the little tower. And he will declare unto you anything that he sees, will declare unto you. Let us not take things for granted. That all he sent us from that all is well. Yes, all is well. And let's not take things for granted. Renew your vows unto me. And Lord, I want you to come and sit in my tower. So that Lord, you that seest all things, will always guide and protect me. Tonight, if the Holy Spirit is not in there, as we sang that song, I surrender all to you. Surrender to him. He's ready to take over. He's ready to take over. We have some question that I really want to come. Jesus.
Death on a cross, Lord, and me and my brothers today could be in this place to hear this word. We do not take it for granted, Lord, but we believe it with all that's in us, O God, that you have come to dwell in our hearts, Lord, that you have come to be the watchman in our lives. Lord, we open every door of our hearts tonight, Lord. We open every door of our lives, O God, and we fully surrender every part of our lives, and we ask, O God, that you may have free course in our lives, that, Lord, no matter what it is, Lord, Father, we surrender it before you.
Lord.
Let
yes,
it
Lord.
Be the voice of Facebook tonight, the voice of Twitter, the voice of entertainment, every broken system, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We refuse, we renounce, Lord, and we surrender it before you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our lives as well, Lord, as they are, we bring them, Lord, before you.
Yes.
We give them into your hands, and we ask ask, Father, you be the watchman. You
yes.
take over, Lord.
Yes.
Let it not be our thoughts anymore.
Yes,
let it
Lord.
Not be, Lord, our own understanding.
Yes.
But, Lord, let it be your word.
Yes.
Let it be you in us, O God.
Yes.
That you may, Lord, lead us. That you may guide us. That, Father, you may direct our path,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
That whatever, Lord, that you want us to do, oh God, how precious it is to find the will of God.
Amen.
Lord, and we have found it tonight, Lord,
Amen.
That you want to be the one on the throne,
yes.
that you want to be the one driving our lives,
Amen.
Oh God. We surrender them to you tonight, and we ask, Father, for each and every person, Lord, that is not yet in that place, Lord, that
yes.
hasn't surrendered, Lord, that, Father, they may find it, Lord, your grace tonight
Amen.
To surrender. Lord,
Amen.
To give up, Lord, their own rights, that you may have free course, Lord.
Yes,
we pray even for that lost soul
oh,
down
yes,
there in Cork, Lord,
Lord,
tomorrow, as the brethren go to search for it, Lord.
Yes.
That you guide them, you lead them, Lord,
Amen.
You bring them to those people that you are searching for,
yes.
Lord, that they may hear the gospel.
Amen.
Father, let it be, oh God, is my desire. Bless us tonight as we go home.
Yes,
bless our brother Maxwell. Restore to him, Lord, that which he has given out. Bless every brother. Bring them home safely.
Yes,
every sister.
Yes,
every
Lord.
Child. Oh, God, tomorrow, Lord, let the meditation of our hearts be upon this word.
Yes.
That when we would come on Sunday, Lord, would be under such expectation that something will be done, Lord,
yes.
for us, Lord, from you, Lord. We commit it into your hands. Bless our pastor also
yes,
on his journey today.
Amen.
Lord, we are believing that you have prospered that journey.
Amen.
We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. He's in the tower, and he will lead us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Remember, time we shall live in. There is a light. He's ready. In the tower.
Amen.
He's leading the way now. How many believe that?
Amen.
This time we're trying to live here, Fridays, 9:30.